I'd like to call this September Land Board meeting to order. I know you've had a chance to review the minutes. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move to approve the previous minutes.
Okay. A second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. The minutes stand approved. We'll begin with the first action item. Director Castor, please tell us about the first action item on this month's agenda.
Thank you, Governor. The first action is 0921-1, Timber Sales, West Cole. 0921-1, the West Cole Timber Sale, is located 26 miles north of Columbia Falls. This sale would benefit MSU Second Grant, Public Buildings, Montana State University, Eastern, University of Montana Western, Montana Tech, and the School of the Deaf and Blind. This sale includes 28 harvest units totaling 551 acres. Of those, 236 are tractor logging and 315 are skyline, with an estimated harvest value of 33,351 tons of saw logs. There is 3.2 miles of new temporary road construction and 26.1 miles of road maintenance proposed with this timber sale. Three public comments were received. One person in support and one person and one conservation group expressed concerns about wildlife, fisheries, old growth, noxious weeds, and compliance with the department's habitat conservation plan. All internal and external issues and concerns were analyzed for effects with mitigation measures incorporated into the project planning and design. The minimum bid is $22.20 per ton, which would generate approximately $740,392 for MSU Second Grant, Public Buildings, MSU Eastern College, U of M Western College, Montana Tech, and the School of the Deaf and Blind Trusts, and approximately $165,754.47 in forest improvement fees. The DNRC requests approval of item 0921-1 as described in the agenda.
Okay, is there any public comment on this proposed timber sale? Any public comment? Okay. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Governor, excuse me, Mr. Governor, I move we approve item 0921-1.
Okay, is there a second?
I second, Governor.
Okay, any discussion?
Mr. Governor, I'll second.
Oh, welcome, Auditor. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? I think we got all ayes. So that's approved. Next action item, please, Director.
The next item is 0921-2, oil and gas lease sale. The September oil and gas lease sale was held at the DNRC headquarters building on September 8, 2021. A total of four tracts were offered for lease. All four tracts were leased for a total of $4,677.24 in trust revenue for the common schools. The four tracts that were sold cover a total of 2,478.16 acres located in Sheridan, Toole, and Yellowstone counties. The average bid per acre was $1.89. The high competitive bid was $3 per acre, and the largest total bid was $1,920 for Tract 2 in Toole County. I will note that this is hopefully our last in-person lease sale. Staff are working to finalize agreements with EnergyNet following the Land Board's final approval of the rule to allow online lease sales. So we are optimistic that our December lease sale will be able to use this helpful tool to foster competition. The DNRC requests approval of item 0921-2 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on this sale item? Any public comment? Okay. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move we approve item 0921-2.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second, Governor. Thank you.
Okay, great. Any discussion at the board here?
Mr. Governor, Commissioner Downing, if just real briefly, I just want to once again give kudos to Director Castor and the staff at DNRC at working to bring more competitive bidding processes to this. I think it's in the interest of Montana, and I just want to express publicly my appreciation for the work they've done.
Yeah, and Director, I would just echo that sentiment. We're looking forward to having more competitive bids. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes. Next action item, Director.
The next item is 0921-3, land donation, Sperry Grade. DNRC staff identified an access need in the Sperry Grade area that would provide and clarify legal access on South Sperry Grade Road to state trust land for multiple purposes. This access is located upon a 60-foot wide strip of land adjoining state land that is under the ownership of Ruth and Don Johnson. DNRC staff approached the Johnsons for an easement over the strip of land, which was met with reluctance due to concerns of legal liability. As an alternative, the Johnsons offered to donate the strip of land to the DNRC, provided that the donation allow for continued legal access over and across it for the neighboring private lands. Acquisition by the DNRC of the strip of land in fee title versus an easement would facilitate flexibility in management of state trust land, with such opportunities including the ability to provide public recreational use of the state land, as well as partnering with the Bureau of Land Management in expanding legal access to the public for the use and enjoyment of adjoining federal lands and access to the Blackfoot River. This donation will create a new legal public access point to an immediate 960 acres of BLM land and approximately 2,600 acres of state trust land, including Blackfoot River access. In addition to the new access, this donation also provides a needed additional access point to more than 100,000 acres of contiguous state and public lands that are currently accessible from other locations. The DNRC requests approval of item 0921-3 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on this agenda item? Anyone wish to make comment? Okay, do we have a motion? Okay.
To accept the land donation, the Sperry Grade, at 921-3.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second, Governor.
I'll second that.
Okay. We have double seconds. I think we'll let the auditor win that one for the minutes. Sorry, Secretary of State. Discussion.
Mr. Governor.
Yes.
If I might ask a question of State Land Department.
Okay, please.
Probably Mr. Thomas.
Attorney General, Mr. Thomas is unfortunately not here today, but Ryan Weiss will be, I think will best be able to answer the questions.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for coming up. In reviewing this, I had some question about, I'm looking on the third paragraph on the first page of our proposal here. It says it's anticipated that the DNRC and the Bureau of Land Management may enter into an easement exchange proposal to encumber the donated parcel that we're talking about here, as well as a portion of the existing access road on state trust land under a public access easement that would be managed by the BLM. And such exchange would also secure a parking area for the public sufficient to accommodate a non-motorized restriction placed on the BLM land through a conservation easement. So, I mean, there's a couple different pieces to that there, but I kind of want to unpack this. Is this saying that the DNRC, I mean, if we approve this and go ahead with the land transfer and we get this parcel of land for access, which is great, that we're going to then turn around and encumber it as non-motorized?
Good morning, Governor, Attorney General. To answer your question, or to begin to answer your question, the answer is yes, we anticipate the BLM will want to engage with the DNRC, with our department, to encumber it with an easement that has public access to the public lands managed by the Department of Interior that begin immediately to the south, adjacent to our state trust lands. Those lands are currently accessible, but the access there is no access easement for the public to legally get there. With respect to the road, by entering that exchange, that reciprocal access agreement with the Bureau of Land Management, they would in turn provide management and maintenance of the road.
Okay. Follow up, Mr. Governor.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, is that going to be non-motorized road? I mean, I'm just looking at that. Two things are catching my eye and giving me some heartburn here. A non-motorized restriction and the fact that it's through a conservation easement. Now, the BLM is free to do whatever it wants with its own conservation easements. I'm just, the question I have specifically, are we going to turn around and encumber this potential new piece of land and cover it with BLM's non-motorized conservation easement?
Governor, Attorney General, the new land that we would acquire through this donation would allow for motorized access to the end of the state trust lands to the south, at which point the Bureau of Land Management lands, their history, from what I understand, they were privately owned. They were encumbered with a conservation easement that does not allow for motorized use.
Sure.
So at that point, on the state trust lands, there would be a parking area. So the public could theoretically drive, if this donation were accepted, drive to the end of the state trust lands, park, and then access the Bureau of Land Management public lands to the south by non-motorized means. But on the state trust lands that we were to acquire, it would allow for a road on this strip of donated land.
If I could just try and clarify the point you're making. So from what you're saying, we would not restrict motorized access on this donated land or the state land?
Correct, Governor.
But it appears, just from the wording, and maybe it's just our misunderstanding, that this... Would there be an easement placed on this land or the state land that doesn't exist currently?
Governor, Attorney General, no, there would not be a new easement. We would acquire this and allow for a motorized access road to the end of the state trust lands where the adjoining public lands managed by Interior begin.
One more, Mr.
Follow
Governor.
On? Yeah.
Thank you. So being that is the case, I mean, why enter into an easement exchange proposal with BLM? Why even enter into those discussions? I mean, if we've got access that goes right up to BLM land, we're going to develop a road and we're going to put in a parking lot for people to access. I mean, that's great, but assume that would be on our side of the line. I guess I'm just trying to understand why we're talking about doing an easement exchange with BLM.
Governor, Attorney General, the perceived benefit to the DNRC would be, and the public, would be a perfected access easement to those public lands to the south, as well as the Bureau of Land Management would maintain and manage that motorized road, the maintenance cost, essentially.
Maintenance. Okay.
Okay. But that, it's just to clarify, that easement agreement exchange, whatever the right word is, would not encumber the state land or this new donated land in any way, except to allow the BLM to do maintenance.
Governor, it would allow for public access. It would be an encumbrance on the land.
And that's the goal of this, doing this whole thing. So we're fully supportive of that. Right. I think the concern you're hearing is that there may have been an impression left from the notes that we were somehow restricting access beyond what we were obligated to do.
Governor, Attorney General, I understand the concern. I think at this point, this potential easement exchange or reciprocal agreement with the Bureau of Land Management is something we anticipate, but it isn't part of this donation at this time. It's just a potential for future access to the public lands that are contiguous with the state trust lands.
Yeah, and I just want to say for DNRC, we should be working to increase access to state lands and federal lands, and these modest acquisitions, whether donation or through easement or through purchase, where we can get access to a small piece of land that opens up large access, is exactly the sort of stuff we ought to be doing. So I just commend the department for negotiating this and getting to the point where they're willing to donate it. Terrific. Okay. Any further discussion from the land board? Thank you so much.
Governor, thank you. Clarification, if I could. What we're voting on is just to accept the donation. We are not voting at this time for an easement exchange proposal or anything that is coming forward. All we're doing is saying thank you to the landowners for this strip of land. Correct?
Governor, Superintendent, correct. This action item today is just to accept the donation of this approximately 1.5-acre strip of land.
Okay. Thank you. One question that I have then, will that easement exchange proposal come in front of the land board then, or will this be something that you will just notice us that this is going to be occurring?
Governor, Superintendent, this exchange, if I may confer with Mrs. Axon.
Thank you.
Yes, Superintendent, it would be before you. If any potential exchange with the Bureau of Land Management.
Excellent. Thank
Great.
You.
Great. Thank you. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Next action item, please, Director.
The next item is 0921-4, setting the minimum bid for cabin and home site sales. This action item is to set the minimum bid for the sale of 18 cabin and home sites in Missoula County. As you know, cabin and home sites go to the board 3 times in total. This is the second step in the process for these sales. The land board granted preliminary approval in April of 2020. All 18 of these sales are nominated by the lessee and will benefit Montana State University's second grant. The DNRC requests approval of item 0921-4 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on this agenda item? Anyone from the public like to make a comment? Okay. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move we approve item number 0921-4.
Great. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion.
Mr. Governor, Commissioner Downing. I'm just going to reiterate what's been said before. I believe that the process on these sales is flawed. We do not see market forces in the bidding. I think that it is in the interest of the state and the trust to put these on hold until we can improve those processes. It's been really clear that we're not seeing, like we mentioned earlier in the oil and gas lease bidding process, that we're starting to improve the market forces in that bidding, which is in the interest of the state. And I believe that we have no market forces whatsoever in the bidding of these, and I think it's not in the interest of the state.
Okay. I would just I appreciate your comment. I think we've had this discussion. We are following the rules identified by the legislature. I think better is always possible, but we're going to rely on the legislature to adopt new rules if we're going to change the way we do this. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
Okay, the motion carries. Next action item, please, Director.
The last action item is 0921-5, easements. The easements before you today are all detailed in your packet. Affected counties are Daniels, Madison, Ponderé, Richland, Stillwater, and Yellowstone. Total easement package value is $7,007, which is distributed between two trusts, $3,067 for the common school and $3,940 for the public land trust. This month's easements are for private access road, overhead electrical distribution lines, and buried fiber optic cables as detailed in the packets. Please note that the Vigilante Electric Co-op easement is one regarding last month's testimony from Mr. Reynolds during public comment. As the board asked, the department authorized a temporary authorization for construction of electric utility line, and we are happy to report that we checked in with the applicant and Mr. Reynolds now has power.
Yay.
The DNRC requests approval of item 0921-5 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on any of these items, these easements? Anyone with public comment? Okay, do I hear a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move we approve item 0921-5.
Okay, is there a second?
I second, Mr. Governor.
Any discussion at the board? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. The motion carries. At this time, I would be very pleased to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second? Having no more business in front of us today, we are adjourned.